Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Adam Martin from Martin's Farm in Greenfield. You are one of the cutting edge in the state, really, that is composting and turning it into usable soil for us to grow things in.
Yes, sir. Black gold. What we're doing is we're taking organics out of the waste stream, cardboard, paper, food waste that are all generated at our local grocery stores, restaurants, schools, and in 4 months, we can transform those raw materials into dark, rich, black gold.
Texas tea.
Black gold. Texas tea.
Oh, no, that's oil, right. It's better than that. How are you getting all this stuff? How does it come to you?
So there's hauling companies that bring in the organics to the farm, and we also do some of the hauling ourselves. We did all of the hauling ourselves back in the late 80s when my father started the organics collection program.
And there's a lot of talk about what can be and what can't be composted. So if we're composting in our backyards, it may be different than the kind of stuff that you're doing with Martin's Farm.
Yes, sir. We're able to compost chicken bones and, you know, meat bones because how we process the material and the volume that we process at one time. The first thing that we do is we go through those loads, making sure everything in there is organic and should be composted. We take out what shouldn't. And then what we got to do is we got to mix everything up. Just like a good baker, you got to have a good recipe. We just can't take cardboard and throw it in a pile and expect magic to happen and make black gold out of that.
Up through the ground come a bubbling crew.
You have to have a 30-to-1 ratio, 30 carbon, 1% nitrogen. Uh-huh. So your carbons are your browns, your paper, your cardboard, your wood, your nitrogens are your greens, your yard waste and your food waste. So once we get everything mixed up, we have a big grinder. We grind everything up to, again, help ensuring a good mix and also helping the microbes do some of the hard work.
Same reason why you should chew your food thoroughly, so it'll just get processed much easier. And then it comes out the other side a lot easier. And what you are giving us back is soil. It's not like, you know, you're not giving us manure. This is just straight up soil, right?
Straight up soil, a soil amendment. Every 2 to 3 years, if your soil is relatively okay, but it needs that boost, it needs that amendment, that's when we suggest to use just the straight compost. You want to put it 2 to 3 inches thick on your existing soil, and we encourage to mix it in. And that compost will give you 2 to 3 years of a feeding cycle for the area that you amended.
Adam, I know this has been the first pandemic for most of us. That had some interesting impacts on your farm and your compost business.
Last year, when the pandemic hit, we immediately saw a 70 to 75% decrease in tonnage coming in when everything shut down. So that hurts because this farm, we rely on those organics coming in as a revenue stream. With that decrease in organics coming into the farm, we did see a significant increase of sales last spring. Everybody was home. We had so many new customers that were saying the same thing. I've been wanting to do a garden for years and I just haven't had the time to do it. And so it was wonderful, not just on the sale end of things at the farm, excited to make the sale. I was excited about to get the compost out to these people and get them growing because the big picture is it's the completed cycle. You know, what has been recycled in here at the farm, and then that compost is going back out. It's going back into a new garden to grow the food, to be eaten, to do it all over again.
It's the sun.
When people come and buy our compost, I want them to have great success. I want them to have the best garden they ever had. I always joke with people saying, hey, you just got the same compost that Jack got. You know Jack, right? And they're like, Jack, who's Jack? I said, don't remember Jack with the beanstalk? This is the same compost that he used in overnight. Whoop, you know, everybody can read people as in terms of what that pandemic did to all of us physically, emotionally, spiritually. When people came into the farm, most people would just take in a deep breath of just the country air and, you know, see the cows off into the field and see the compost, be excited to get into their yard. So it really took people's minds off of just all the negative impact that the pandemic put on all of us.
Adam, I think your work touches a lot more people than they realize. I volunteer always doing recycling and composting at the Green River Festival. And Martin's Farm is very generous with a lot of things to make that event be ecologically sustainable.
Doing this compost isn't just about providing for myself or my family or my employees. Doing this compost is a positive impact that we want to have right here in Western Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, we have less than 5 years and all of our landfills are at capacity. That means more of our trash, all of our trash will be diverted out of state. So what's going to happen to those other state landfills? A half to a quarter pound of food waste per meal prepared is thrown out. We want to be part of the solution here, and that's what we're doing. And I want everybody to feel like they, hey, we are all a part of this.
Adam Martin from Martin's Farm in Greenfield. Adam, if people want Martin's Farm compost, your black gold, where and how do we get it?
All right, come on down to the farm inside of town. We are in Greenfield, Massachusetts, about 3 miles north of Greenfield Community College. You come to the farm, you can get whatever you want and how much you want. There's no minimum involved. We got grandma coming to fill her potter, and we got dump trucks coming to fill a big old dump truck. And if you can't come and pick it up, then we offer delivery services as well.
And of course, they have a website, martinsfarmcompost.com.
Adam Martin from Martin's Farm in Greenfield and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. You can't buy local food if you're not growing local food, and you can't grow local food if you don't have healthy soil. So you need some Martin's Farm black gold there. You can find out all the local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
May the cycle be unbroken.
Yeah.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And one day he was shooting.